Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. Mic check 1, 2, 3. I think we're doing all right. We are back with you on a Friday. So thanks so much for joining us. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move. We spent 30 minutes with Ty. He's out on location, man on the street, transport parking lot, auto auction, etc. And he's talking to folks and he's making sure that, what we're talking about is building business, you know. Talking to prospective customers. Who needs cars moved? And can you build business out of that? Rather than the load boards, which is another way to do that, but it's a different business strategy. So on Fridays, we try to talk about dealers, auctions, carriers, connecting them, building relationships. That's what we're here to do. So thank you so much for joining us. Do me a favor. After you leave a like, thank you so much. Please do right below the video. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, you see it, and you can send it, text it, email it, put it on social media, let somebody know, hey man, you're looking to work on building your business, are you a carrier, are you a dispatcher, are you a broker? Yes, I realize the differences and concerns, but we're all building auto transport business. So, and there's many ways to do that. So that's what we're talking about. Also, don't forget, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, get on the email blast, find out what's going on at Auto Transport Intel. And Carlos is already in the live chat. What's up, Carlos? Always here. Carlos is always here, man. Thank you so much, Carlos. And now let's go to the man of the hour. Or the half hour, as it were. It is Ty Thompson. Ty, how are you doing today, man?
Doing good. It's a beautiful day, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm in the transport parking lot, as always, at America's Auto Auction. Behind me, you don't see these every day. You know what this is?
So I think you gave me a hint. So, okay. Yeah.
It's called maybe a cab over.
Cab over.
Yeah. Cab over, and personally, I like, that's a Freightliner cab over. It's a Stinger. It hauls up to 10. It's got a Boydston 9178, I believe it is. I didn't ask, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And then I've got some other friends over here I haven't met yet. They're doing some car hauling as well. So we're out here. Here we go. Hauling cars every day. Hey guys, how's it going?
All right.
I'm a car hauler. Are you a car hauler?
Yeah.
Gonna be one someday when you grow up?
Yeah, sure.
You wanna be a car hauler when you grow up?
Sure, I wanna be a car hauler when I grow up.
This is my friend Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's
Jay,
it going?
Say hi.
Oh, same old, same old.
Same old, same old. You guys out of KC?
No.
No, where you at? Pierce City.
Pierce City, Missouri?
Yeah.
I know where that is. That's home of the high school. What's the high school?
Where's he from?
Jay, ask Jay. Where are you from?
Hey, what's going on? So I'm in Kansas City, and I stay at the desk here managing the YouTube channel, Auto Transport Intel. Probably, I'm sure you've never heard of this, right? Exactly. But we go live 4 times a week, and we talk to not only just carriers, but dealers, auctions, dispatchers, brokers, everybody in between about auto transport. That's what we do. And it's a YouTube channel.
Like big Mannheims, Cox, Odessa, America's Auto Auction.
We go to trade shows. We try to educate people
how to haul cars.
Exactly. So there you go.
People don't want a business. You guys dealers?
No.
Yeah. No.
You're not dealers?
No.
Just transport guys?
We're not even transport. We're just helping a friend out that needed help. So.
How many did he buy? 4?
5.
5? Where's the other one? 3, 4.
This one here.
3, 4. Oh, you got the 5th one. That's cool. So you guys are just running around helping the buddy out?
Yeah, we're helping partner ours out. His truck blew up yesterday, so.
Oh, man. That stinks. Nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time to say hi. Talk to you later. Are these guys with you? Can we say hi to them? Hey, guys. You from Pierce City, too?
Yep.
See my buddy, Jay?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, not much.
You're figuring it out?
Yep, I'm getting it tied
down. It's a little crazy, isn't it? Yep. Kind of hard.
We're strapping it for the worst. Curves on.
We're hanging on. No what? Yep.
We're not being on your video and seeing somebody making fun of us. No, we don't do that. We're education only, and he can speak. I mean, I would love to know. That's part of what I wanted to ask him. I mean, if
who do you want to ask?
Yeah, I mean that one guy we're talking to. Yeah, or him or who, you know, any. Here we are. We're live. Okay, we're on YouTube, and this is an educational channel. We're not here to make fun of people. Okay, what would you like people to know about auto transport?
I would say, as far as us, I was just thinking that same thing. We're the country version, country redneck version of how to do something with rich things. Same way.
you take what you got and make it work, right?
Yeah, worth make it work. Me.
Show us an example.
Well, that old 70-mile record was on a show for 10 years.
Oh, you got that?
Yep.
That's my record.
Oh, that's good looking. That's it. Is that a 79, 80? 85? 86?
Yeah.
Is that a Vulcan bed?
Then we got the old flatbed. I'd say we've hauled, what was it? What year was that big record? Like a 1950-something model.
Big old record.
Diesel record.
Big one. Flatbed. Oh, on that? Yeah. Wow. Is that did you say that was a Vulcan bed on your tow truck? Holmes?
Yeah, those are nice.
Yep. Holmes 460, has that got a 460 gas burner in it?
Yep.
You can't beat them.
That's
original. What do you want for it? how much you take for it today?
Well, no payments, no. You
can't sell that thing. No amount of money would.
Yeah.
You can't buy that.
No, that's
is that a stick?
Yep.
Yeah, those are classic right there. Care if I show everybody just from the front?
It looks better.
Can you see the tow truck?
That's like
yes.
See that?
Yes.
That's transportation too. What?
You can go up to.
You can. It's okay. All right. Check it out, guys. Look at this. It's got a Holmes bed on it, 1986 Ford F-350. It's classic. Okay. Look at it. That's some serious business right there, guys.
Yeah, that is.
Tow truck city. That's nice. That is nice. Is that a 4-speed?
Yeah.
4 on the floor?
4 on the floor.
4 on the floor. Peace out. Well, that's good, man. No, we don't make fun of people here, buddy. I'm Ty. What's your name?
James.
Do you know what another cool thing is? Not many people can say this, but I don't remember what you guys were hauling. Turned that wedge over, and it was still strapped down. The vehicles were.
That's good strapping there, buddy.
Yeah.
I've had that happen. I had a 9 car, the Cottrell 5309. So he had 8 on it. He went off the ditch.
Tire blew out on it.
Down there, right there, on the state line.
Yeah.
And rolled them. Every car stayed on that. Trailer.
He had four on all of it all the way around.
So you got her strapped down, ready to go?
We got some chains to put on it. But
some chain. You guys are good.
We probably over strap our stuff, but they're safe and sorry.
You don't want it coming off. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, thanks for your time, guys. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
I told him I'd like to know how much, nowadays everything like that, how anybody sing or how anybody get on YouTube make a dollar for every, it's all about how many people.
I mean, viewers, subscribers. Yeah. Yeah. We should video this. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good one. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
So, as you can tell, transportation, you're the guy that's always talking about the one car transportation. Is that transportation or not? Right?
Apparently, that seems to get me into some hot water. But yeah, I do talk about it.
Yeah. So I've been thinking a lot about your Tuesday night, whatever you did there when you were in Virginia.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah.
I kind of felt like you were speaking like directly to something or someone, like you were sending a message about
I was
we're here for what
yeah I was Well, what's interesting is, and here's Vlad. I have a question. Is it legal? Because I told the live chat to ask a question, and we'll keep that going. But I want to talk about this. Yeah. Well, somebody expressed to me that, you know, are we confused? Or, you know, and I'm like, no, we're not confused. What I didn't get to give a full response, but my thought was, and that's why I was talking to that individual, because I couldn't say that to them. I didn't have that opportunity. Maybe I will again in the future, but what I'm saying, yeah, we're not confused. And if it looks like we're confused, that means that I think you're the one that needs to go back to the well and get some new information. Because I read the news incessantly. You know that.
So back up a minute. Did somebody send you a message? I mean, what are you talking about
here? I'm being cryptic, and I'm going to keep it that way for the moment.
Okay. So, but somebody lit your hair on fire.
Somebody lit my hair on fire. And, but I have to be willing to accept that possibility.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to take away, all right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this last night because I thought, man, you were pretty much on fire, and whoever you were talking to, right?
I know, right?
You were telling them the what for. We are a business channel. This is a business channel. We educate the ecosystem. And so I was thinking last night, I thought, all right, I don't know who talked to you. I don't know who put your hair on fire, but I do know this. You go back and you look at the playlist and tell me that we are not a business channel. Who, the guests that you bring on, okay, and nobody knows this except Ty and Jay. Ty and Jay are the only people that have this conversation, and here's what Ty says. I have no idea how you get those people to come on your show. That is amazing. That is, I would love Thank to you, see man. Anybody I know in this world get Tony Long, Scott Kolb, Mike Buchanan. I mean, I can keep going, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Charlie? Who gets Charlie to come on the YouTube show?
I still can't believe we got Charlie. I can't.
Yeah. So, again, I don't know. Here's what my takeaway was from whatever you were saying is actually challenged me. Because I know my worth. I know my value, right? I know what I have to offer to this industry. And what I have to offer to this industry, sometimes I'm reluctant to say it because it's offensive or it's not politically correct, right? But Jay said this, he made it clear. Friday, when Ty's talking from the perspective of, I want to own my own transport company. Okay, so when I'm talking, it's, you need to own your company, and owning your company means somebody has to do sales, right? And why are we doing this? Why are we out here hauling cars in the first place? Where'd we get that idea, right?
Where'd you get that idea? That's right.
Yeah. Where'd you get that idea? And so we try our best on, I know on Friday, and I know Tuesday night, and I know Wednesday, and I know Thursday, the amount of information, content, quality that's being put out through ATI YouTube platform is nothing you will find anywhere. And you won't hear people tell you, hey, car hauling is really, really hard, and you spend a lot of money, and there's a chance you're not going to make it. You don't hear that, right? We say that every week.
No, you don't.
I mean, yesterday I'm watching Dispatching Live, and I'm listening to somebody about dispatching. I'm thinking, dispatching is a hard job.
Dude.
Nobody understands that the dispatcher doesn't take vacation and doesn't turn their phone off and answers it all night long. Nobody knows that. Apparently, I want to be a dispatcher. I want to be a car hauler.
Yeah, and I mean, and you want to work? On the dispatching thing, that's what makes Auto Transport Intel so unique, is we look at the struggle of all the verticals. None of this is easy. How about, let's switch vertical. How about auto auctions that are sitting in a room being told, yeah, we don't need physical auto auctions anymore. I mean, nobody has it easy.
No. And
nobody.
So I think from, you know, as we look at this and we think, all right, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about transporting cars. Okay, where do you get cars to transport? How do you get it? Well, on Thursday, you get them on the load board. On Friday, you come to the auction and you go to the dealer, right? There's various ways, but my point is back all the way up to, I want to be a car hauler. All right. So Jay says it all the time. Where'd you get that idea? I want to be a car hauler. That's fine. Let's figure some things out before we take that next step, because there's a lot of costs involved that you don't know about. And there are a lot of expenses that are reoccurring in that first 30 days. You're probably going to be tight, real thin, right? So when we're starting a company, we would need to have a lot of cash laying around somewhere, because we're not going to get paid right away. If we're in this for the short term and we're just turning and burning, we're not building relationships, we're not building a lane, we're just chasing money. So there's plenty of people that would say Ty's way is not a good way. And part of that is because when I start out, I don't throw out, you and your one ton and your three car trailer are going to make $6,000 a week. You won't hear me say that. You might hear me say you and your one ton and your three car trailer might make $3,000 a week.
And this is where I want to, exactly. And you know what's so interesting? If you watch Thursday and then Friday, I don't know how you pick which one's harder. But at least you're armed with the information rather than, I got my money over there, the videos where it's all about making it rain. I want to say this too. You know what? I understand making it rain videos. I get it. Because what are we doing? We're here to make money. But I feel like the making it rain video makers have not spent enough energy making it clear that you're not going to be dancing on tabletops every week. Maybe once a year, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And I think, so that leads us to segue into Tuesday night, coming up Tuesday night. So let's talk about this coming Tuesday.
Thank you.
We've got something. What is Tuesday night?
So Tuesday, so what you do, go to Auto Transport Intel, the YouTube channel. And what you can do, here it is, it's on YouTube. Beyond the Fuel Island, go click here. Set your show reminder. This is Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We're going to do Beyond the Fuel Island on Auto Transport Intel. What is this show about, Ty?
This show is about Beyond the Fuel Island, meaning...
I used your words. Building an auto transport business you can sell. Those are your words.
Yeah. Building it to sell Beyond the Fuel Island. I think, you know, we talked about this title, remember, back and forth, and I said, you know, what's interesting about the Fuel Island is everybody hates it, but everybody has to go there, right? And so I made this analogy, whether you like ATI or you don't like ATI, this is kind of your fuel stop to get what you need to keep going down the road. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's deep. That's true, though. It actually is true. This is your mind fuel.
Well, and you know, so people are like, well, why don't you like the Fuel Island? Well, people are rude. People are disrespectful. People are not, you know, they don't consider other people's time. They pull up to the Fuel Island. If you have a CB radio and you pull up to the Fuel Island, you're going to get lot lizards, drugs, movies, videos. Somebody's trying to sell you something at the truck stop. It's just, it's kind of a place of chaos, right? Like there's just everything. But there is one thing there that you need to keep going. And that one thing you need to keep going, you got to wait, get through all the trash to get to it, to get it and get going. So there's a lot of trash out here, a lot of YouTubers, a lot of videos, a lot of people pushing, hey, get rich. A lot of people pushing, this is easy. A lot of people pushing, you can make money. You know, I mean, I heard you guys yesterday, you were talking about Sue said somebody's advertising guaranteed $7,000 a week. Okay, that's a problem. All right. You don't guarantee anything in this business. You see the word guarantee in this business? I don't care if you're a car salesman, a car dealer, a car detailer, a car image taker, Black Widow. I don't care who you are. You hear guarantee run, right? Not in this business. auction, doesn't matter. So we come to ATI. We finally make it to the ATI fuel island to get the information we need so that we can navigate our way down the road to get to our destination. My destination is to build a world-class business that I can either hand off to my kids or I can sell, right? So when we start having that mindset of what it is I'm doing here, we can become aware of that's who I am, that's not who I am, that's what I want, that's what I don't want. And my perspective is at the end of your car hauling career, what do you have left, right? There's nothing wrong with being a driver. There's nothing wrong with being an owner-operator. Go ahead.
So I made a creative choice here. Behind the title, you see blue sky.
Hey, there it is. What's blue sky?
Exactly. What's blue sky? You tell them.
Blue sky. So if you ever want to sell your business, you have assets, liabilities, blue sky. Blue sky is above and beyond your assets, your liabilities. That's, to me, that's what I call my client base, right? So my clients call me and they want me to move their cars every week, every month, every year. That has worth, that has value. Nobody else has that because they're not calling anybody else, they're calling me, right? Does that make sense?
Well, isn't that so cool? So yeah, I mean, because you were talking about blue sky, that's what actually... I wanted to make sure there was blue sky in the image, and that's what's so interesting is that you hear get rich and all this stuff, but what about these important business principles? Because how do you create blue sky? Can you create blue sky on the load boards? I don't know how.
Well,
you can, but
here's how you have to do it. You have to play it smart, and that's where we start talking about lanes, right? So my advice to people that maybe don't have the social skills or the people skills that maybe I have or Jay has or whoever has, use the load board to book a load, whether that's a car or three cars or nine cars, whatever you have, book a load to come back to where you live, right? Why? Well, now guess who wants to talk to you? The guy that you wants the car that you're dropping it off to, he really wants to talk to you. Now's your opportunity. Hey, I picked this car up over here. Do you buy cars here on a regular basis? Yeah, I do every week.
But this is where the broker and the carrier, right? This is the problem, is that I agree with you. And I mean, we're having healthy debate here because I actually agree with you. But if you got that load off a load board, the broker's going to make sure. And this is why we talk about steaming hot VIP loads. You can't even call the shipper. There's a reason. They don't want you talking to them.
Well, where I was going with that was we are, I think, aware now at this point in the game that multiple lots, big numbers of car dealers, used car dealers, pay Central Dispatch X dollars every month to become their own broker. Basically, that's what it is, without having to go through all the crap of becoming a broker. My point is you can watch Thursday and you can tell that's from a broker, that's from a dealer, that's from a carrier. We know who sent the load. Yes, you're right. You do have to be careful when you take a load from a broker. But 9 times out of 10, I know car dealers really well. If it came from a broker, you drop it off and they run out and ask for a card. There's a reason they're asking for a card. If they ask you for a card, give them a card, right?
Amen. And once again, who are you talking about? Dealers.
Dealers, right, yeah. Love the dealer, right? So point being, I always say start in your backyard. Have a long game mentality. What's a long game mentality? I'm not here to get enough money to pay my insurance that was due last week. That's not the long game mentality. The long game mentality is, we manage our money. We control our money. We control our inventory, our assets. We control our expenses. We are in charge because it's our business. Does that make sense?
It does, man. It totally does. And I'll tell you, so that's where I pulled up my notes from Tuesday night. By the way, mic check 1, 2, 3. I don't know why the audio changes. I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here. But thank you so much for tuning in. We're almost done here on a Friday. My notes from Tuesday night were, I was talking about inventory, Shortages, man, the shortages. What's the, we need to have like shortage update. But we, I mean, we don't need a different show, but what is the shortage update?
Getting worse. Yeah, because now everybody's yapping about Ida and Nichols or Nicholas. So they're starting to throw that into the mix of the already bad news and trying to ramp it up. And you're seeing articles on it that don't have anything to do with automotive, like in the newspaper talking about the shortage of used cars and new cars. So word's getting out pretty quick.
I want to say this is, I don't have a photo of this. I was at the airport and I knew that I couldn't get the photo. I'm standing in line for a submarine sandwich. And the next to me is a burger joint. And the burger joint has a sign up that says, due to the coin shortage, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, coin shortage? What? Now, if it wasn't at the airport, I thought maybe this is a joke. But it seemed like one of them narratives that we talk about. Like, what are you talking about? How? Does a chip shortage and a hurricane and COVID and everything else equal coin shortage at a burger joint at an airport? I found that pretty freaky.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, to put perspective on that, what are you talking about? Because I'm sitting here yapping about owning your own business. You're talking about shortages at an airport under coins. And like, what's the connection here? Connection here, in my opinion, is the more you are connected to real people that do real business, that speak, right, talk, look, and you know, we've got a guy, one of our core members, JD Mickle, right?
Okay, yeah.
JD and I were doing a little coaching session. I talked to him the other day, and you know, cool. The guy's a broker, right? And yeah. He's not even at home. He's like in Mexico or something. Anyway, we're talking, and I said, how are you getting your cars to move? What do you do? Well, I get Google Ads or whatever it is, Google something.
Right. He has a marketing strategy. There you go.
He does. But as we started to explore it, I said, well, how's that working out for you? Not good. I hate it. Okay. How many hours a day are you on the phone chasing these Google leads? More than I need to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. What if you carved out just for me and you 30 minutes a day and all you do is call car dealers? Have you thought about that? Nope. Or maybe I did think about it, but I haven't done it. Okay, now there's some accountability. Let's call car dealers for 30 minutes. And as you have the conversation, here's what you'll learn.
Wow, that's awesome.
You'll learn a lot of information. Well, it turned out he has a car dealer that calls him on a somewhat regular basis. And I said, okay, well, let's call that guy back and let's tap into him. Where I'm going with this is whether it's on the phone or in the transport parking lot or at the auction, wherever you're at, having those relationships, just standing out there talking to those guys in the parking lot, right?
Man, I was just going to say that. I mean, just that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
One of those guys is going to be rolling down the road thinking about that conversation.
Yeah.
And there's power in that. I mean, I don't even know how to... That's what Tuesday night was kind of about. The power of just networking, talking, learning, communicating. It's extremely powerful. I don't even know how you measure it.
Yeah. No, it goes a long way. And I'll know those guys forever and they'll know me forever. And, you know, I was doing the show, but if I wasn't doing the show, I would probably take the time and maybe show them some tips and some tricks that work that I know, right? Maybe I will when we're done with the show, but, you know, the guy was a little concerned, like, are we going to make fun of me? No, we're not.
I understand that.
The reality of car hauling, I've done it almost 21 years now. I promise you, I learn something new every day.
And even how we doing, we have a little fun on how we doing, but we always clarify why we're doing it.
Yeah.
We don't go off.
Obviously there are tremendous amount of issues with that, right? That's not what we're here for. We're not here to point that out. We're here to...
And we didn't even... There were brokers getting hammered in Dispatching Live yesterday, and I refused to name them.
Yeah. We're not here for that. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you is owning your own car hauling business, requires a tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of time, a tremendous amount of determination. These are things that you need to know about you, okay? Because what you're going to see come out of me Tuesday night is going to be entrepreneur. Right. You have that spirit. What is that? Do some soul searching. Figure out what it is you want in life. I mean, we're all asking ourselves every day. I was thinking of this last night. I thought, there's not one of us that doesn't go to bed at night thinking, what am I doing, right? I mean, here's a better one for you. I was thinking about, who wants to be a car? Like, really, seriously, you got five cars above your head and you're down there walking underneath them? Where's the logic there, right? I mean, we are a different kind of people, period. So Tuesday night, I think, is really, I'm excited about it because you're going to hear, I think, some straight talk that's going to be geared for, this is how we build business. And, you know, there's all these problems, you know, I say it all the time, transporters suck, right? Nobody likes to hear that, but I can say it because I'm a transporter and I know it's true, right? We suck. We need to do a better job as transporters. Okay, well, I didn't do that, Ty. It was the dealer that screwed it up, or it was the auction that screwed it up, or it was the broker that screwed it up. I don't care. You need to do a better job. You own your own business. You need to have a level of integrity, a level of morals, and a level of
This is where I jump in the Lucha Libre ring, and I'm like, well, you know, like, for example, and this is why I like that you say that. Here's the thing is, I like that you say that. I like and I don't like it. What I like about it is that's what everybody else is saying. What I don't like about it is obviously there's exceptions. But ain't no reason we can't go ahead and point out what everybody else is saying. Silver Mint stays busy in the live chat. And I love that. Thank you, Silver Mint. You know, it's carriers are in business to make money. Who gets to decide how much a carrier should make? There is a guarantee you're not going to make what you think. So... Yeah. Right?
That's right. Guarantee that.
Silver Mint. You won't find that video. Here's a guarantee.
I got a guarantee for you. You're not going to make it.
And I also, when I say those things about YouTube videos, because as we know, a lot has changed in YouTube Landia in the last year or two. Isn't that interesting? A lot has changed, which we kind of thought we talked about. And we're going to continue to talk about because it's nice to be validated once in a while. You know, I got an Instagram message from a guy this morning. He was thankful for dispatching videos from 3 years ago. So thankful that he donated to the channel. Is that amazing?
Oh, is that the guy? Oh, no, that's Instagram. Never mind.
Yeah, no,
that is amazing.
Really neat. And really what's happening is more and more people, whether it's like Paul Machine, knew somebody, hey, I think somebody wants to talk to you, or I get random emails, and now, I've gotten contacted through Instagram several times. It's neat to see people gravitating towards the Auto Transport Intel Fuel Island. I like the way you put that analogy. This is your mental fuel island.
And it's not all rosy.
No,
it's not, but I do believe this with my heart, and anybody watching this that may or may not know, Jay and I don't talk that much, but when we do, it's really quality talk. And we talk about the show and the growth of the show, competition. These are all things that you
strategy,
talk about in your business.
Trade
right?
shows, we do. We talk about it all. We really do. I mean, it's neat.
Yeah.
It's neat.
And but the next analogy is we are doing the same thing you are doing. We are building our business just like you're building your business. We are showing you, demonstrating, this is how we build the business. We make relationships. Where? Conferences. Why? Because we connect these people and these people. Cars Recon, Black Widow.
Oh my gosh. Some of the recent. Yeah, I know.
Okay. How did that happen?
Wow.
Right? Okay.
Right.
So point is we demonstrated, we physically went somewhere, we physically talked to somebody, we physically walked out, and we physically connected people. That's business. Okay, so we are demonstrating that this is exactly how it works in your car hauling business. Go try it. I can't go talk to them. They tell me to leave. Okay, well, come back with flowers. Come back with donut. I don't know. Go find somebody they know, right? Yeah, but car dealers are jerks and they lie. Okay. Car dealers are the ones that write you the check for the car you transported. Okay. You can think whatever you want about them, but if you want to make your payment next month, then that's your customer in Tyesburg, right? The auction, same thing. So I love this channel. I love what we're doing. And I'm excited for Tuesday night, but I'm really, again, I'm a long gamer on ATI. You know, you always see that diamond hands to the moon.
Yeah.
That's long game, guys. I mean, this isn't a quick splash, and Jay's been at this longer than all of us. So, I always tell Jay, thank you, but it really is. It's a great place. And, you know, I was thinking last night, what happens when we start having dealers checking in to find out where the auctions are at?
In fact, that's how Black Widow came about. Joel Hawk kept watching the show and contacted us. And I mean, that's the power of the networking. Brian Ardman says, ATI brings a lot of good knowledge, good and bad. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Brian. That's super cool. We really appreciate it. Yeah, it is good.
So I want to wrap it up. I'm just thankful for ATI. I'm really excited about feel in myself, just personal note. I haven't talked to you about this, Jay. But
we haven't talked in like a week. I was gone. We haven't talked.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going through some life-changing things and definitely doing some soul-searching and kind of getting excited about next step, what's going to happen at ATI, what that looks like for the platform, Cars on the Move, Dispatching Live, DOT. Brian Riker, that guy is amazing. I think about him often. But just looking at the different pieces that are attached to this ATI, I was thinking, okay, there's one we're missing. I told you the other day, we're missing the finance companies. I want some financial institutions in here, and we'll get them, watch.
Well,
we've got dealers, we've got auctions, we've got tech companies, we've got recon companies, we've got imaging companies.
And we need more OEMs, which is another reason why Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Oh, on the map.
Missed Chicago. Chicago chickened out on us, but that's okay.
So Chicago. Well, what I really want to try to do with the Chicago, because NAAA, camera one, NAAA Chicago, that was National Auto Auction Association, end of September, their conference canceled, and I believe it was because of COVID. I think that's what they stated, COVID concerns. And so what I want to try to do is leverage the ability to use ATI to go live. If you can't do it in person, use ATI. So I've been so busy coming off the Virginia stuff that I want to get on that. Actually, I want to contact some of those folks soon. So let's try to make that a front.
Well, and again, you know, whether it happens or not, it's an opportunity for more networking. So
correct.
We can
That's it, Ty. Even when you get a no from a dealer, it's a touch point. It's not a total failure.
No. And it comes back around. I'm telling you. I know cars. I know car dealers. I know auctions. I promise you, they need you. Desperately. And if they don't, that means somebody's doing a really good job. And you need to go find out who they are and go hang out with them.
Whoa. That's actually really good advice.
No, it is.
And I tell you, and on that note, because we were talking about competition earlier, I have some competition that I give kudos to. I mean, you know, if somebody's doing a good job, and that's another thing about, come on, man. If somebody's doing a good job and there are some things we do well, go ahead and let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We deserve that. We are.
Always easy to critique people, but it's, I think, a little more challenging to praise people. And I think, you know, I can be hard. Everybody knows that. I mean, Harrison, poor Harrison. Guy keeps calling me. I don't know why, because I'm hard on him. But I know him, and I know what he's capable of doing, and I know he needs somebody to push him. So there's probably other people that are watching that are like, that's why I don't call you anymore, Ty, because I'm tired of you pushing me all the time. But the reality of it is that as a whole, I do believe that the intent where ATI really came from is to serve and to help. So at least that's why I'm here.
Well, thank you. And that's another one of my points that I was making is we are we are a community. This is actually, there's a public service aspect about Auto Transport Intel. So make no mistake about that.
That's a true story.
True story.
Amen. So amen. Have a good weekend. Be
you
safe.
Too, man. Here's do me a favor. Sketch some notes about Tuesday night. We know who's going to be on. I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to bring you in. We're going to talk Blue Sky, building a business. We're going to add Brian Riker, DOT compliance, putting your ducks in a row. We're going to add Lionel Yates, credit, insurance, right? CSA. Then we're going to add Sue, in case you're looking at dispatching and growing your staff. And then we're going to add Candy to cover all the other stuff you didn't think about. That's going to be an amazing show. That's Tuesday night.
Well, and what's cool, if you look at the lineup, that's how it works in reality. Yeah. First, you get the idea, right? Now we got to come down from the idea of reality, you know, back down to reality. We got to, okay, what do we really do practically next? Oh, Brian. Oh, Lionel. Okay, now how are we going to pay for this stuff? Oh, Ty. Oh, Sue. Right? Candy. Candy has all kinds of information. I'm excited about Candy.
Candy is. Yeah, she's the finisher. Yeah. Yeah. So all you got to do is, find a way to tune in Tuesday night. That's going to start about 8:45. So about 8:45 to about 10. Give us an hour 20 of your time. Get your food ready and kick back, and all you got to do is watch and think and have your notes ready, because I guarantee, I'll make that guarantee, I guarantee that you're going to think of something that you either didn't think of before or that you want to research more. You're going to have some thoughts. So please join us Tuesday night. Share your thoughts. Oh, yeah. Ask your questions and grow your business.
Amen. Thanks, Amen. Man.
Thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
See ya.